Highland Destiny by Hannah Howell. Narrated by Angela Dore. Copyright 1998 by Hannah Howell. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Kensington Publishing Corporation and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Chapter 1. Scotland, Spring 1430.
Young Eric is gone.
Balfour Murray, the Laird of Doncoil, looked up from the thick venison stew he had been savouring and frowned at his sergeant of arms. The heavily muscled James looked dirty, weary, and pale with concern. It took a great deal to unsettle the placid James, and Balfour felt his insides tightened with unease, effectively killing his appetite.
"What do you mean, gone?"
he asked, rinsing out his mouth with a large swallow of hearty red wine. James swallowed hard, shifting his feet slightly and making a soft rustle in the fresh rushes scattered over the floor of the great hall.
"The lad has been taken,"
he confessed, eyeing the tall, dark Laird of Doncoil with a mixture of shame and wariness.
"We were out hunting when we were surrounded by near to a dozen men. Colin and Thomas were cut down, God rest their brave souls, but they accounted for twice their number ere they fell. I told Eric to flee, for there was a breach in the enemy's line. He and I rode through it, but the lad's horse faltered. Ere I could aid him, they had captured him. They fled with him. I was no longer of any interest to them, so I hide back here."
"Who took the boy?"
Balfour demanded after ordering a young page to go and find his brother Nigel.
"'Twas Beaton's men."
That Sir William Beaton would cause him trouble was no surprise to Balfour.